Yeah, thanks, Marty. Welcome back to Finn Park for the final time tonight. Where it's finished, Finn Harps 1, St Patrick's Athletic 2. So the new St Patrick's Athletic manager, Stephen O'Donnell, gets his managerial career off to a winning start. They came from behind to beat Harps, who led at half-time by a goal to nil. Remember, it was Nathan Boyle who gave Harps the lead on the half-hour mark. St Pat's had been struggling to deal with the long throw-ins from Niall Logue all evening. And on that occasion, it was a similar story. He hurled the ball in towards the near post. A group of players went up for the header. The ball eventually dropping to the feet of Nathan Boyle, close in, and he was able to steer the ball home. So Harps in front. Immediately after that, St Pat's were lucky not to go down to 10 men. Brendan Clark, their goalkeeper, clattering into Nathan Boyle outside the area. The two players in a race for possession after a misplaced back pass, and Clark crashed into the Harps striker, who went down, but the referee, John McLaughlin, decided that it was only a yellow card offence. Harps leading 1-0 at half-time. St Pat's brought on Reese McCabe into the centre of their midfield for the second half, and he made a notable difference. St Pat's were back level 10 minutes into the second half when Darragh Markey scored. His initial shot was saved by Mark Anthony McGinley. Harps should have cleared the danger, but the ball was returned across the face of goal, and Markey, first time left-footed in past the goalkeeper, won apiece. 10 minutes later, it was 2-1, another goal that should really have been avoided. This time Harps seemed to be okay. They won possession inside their own area. Gareth Harkin was coming out of his own box with the ball. He chose to pass instead of just clearing his lines. The pass was cut out by McCabe, who took a step forward and just calmly placed the ball into the bottom corner, in past the dive of Mark Anthony McGinley. And even with so long to play, still another quarter of the game to go, that goal proved to be the winner for St Pat's, who saw the game out after that. Harps did force a bit of late pressure towards the end. Daniel O'Reilly had a late chance, a turn and shot inside the area, just past the post. Critero came on, and Mikey Place came on for the closing stages, and Tony McNamee as well. But St Pat's had done enough to see out the game and claim another 3 points in their quest for a European finish in the Premier Division. For Harps, though, it's a disappointing defeat. They remain 6 points clear of UCD, who are in cup action themselves this weekend. That's it, Marty, from Finn Park. It's a damp evening here in Balbuffet, and it's finished. Finn Harps 1, St Patrick's Athletic 2.